You are entering the Royals Podcast Network.
Welcome to a Royals Podcast Extra. Here's a group of interviews that I took with different players and coaches while in Arizona. First up is Hunter Dozier, Royals third base prospect.
First full season, sounds like probably Wilmington. Is that what you're expecting?
I think so. If I had to guess right now, that's probably where I'll go. But they're still making decisions, so you never know.
Okay. What are you working on down here the most?
Just small things, you know, just getting back into the routine of things and getting ready for season, you know, seeing live pitching and getting timing down and, you know, getting more comfortable at third.
Are you, obviously you played in college, so you saw a lot of good competition there. How's this competition level compared to what you saw there?
Oh, there's a ton of competition out here. I mean, this is pro ball. It's an elite group of guys, and it's fun being out here with these guys.
And planning on playing mostly third base down at Wilmington, I assume?
Yeah, as of right now, I think so.
Have they talked to you about any outfield work?
Not of my knowing.
Okay. And what's the biggest thing that you need to work on from last year to this season, maybe adjusting or anything?
Just, you know, keep getting more reps, getting more comfortable at third, and just keep playing well.
Eric Hosmer.
Basically, I just told him, I'm like, man, just go see him in the hospital, wherever he is. And it'll make you feel a lot better when you go to sleep tonight. Just, you know, knowing that he knows you care and he knows that, you know, you're checking up on him. And the one thing I told him when we were walking off the field, when, you know, I asked him if he was talking or moving, and he said he was talking and, you know, communicating with somebody. So I told him that was a good thing because, you know, obviously if he was knocked out, it'd be a lot worse. But It really is a tough feeling. I'm glad they ended the game like they did last year because, you know, I remember when it happened with me in Tampa, it was like the sixth or seventh inning, and, you know, the rest of the game, I couldn't even tell you what happened the rest of the game because, you know, my mind just wasn't visited. So I think, you know, for the whole stadium last night, the guys in this locker room, and of course their guys in that locker room, I think that was the best decision we did. It was the end of the game right there.
When it happened to you last year, I mean, how long did it take you to get past it and not dwell on it?
Honestly, until he came back, whenever you see stuff and, you know, you're watching TV and you see stuff, you know, he's out for this long and that long, it hurts, man. It really does because, you know, like we said, it's a freak accident. He threw 100 mile on a fastball on the pitch, and two strikes. You know, you can go through all the scenarios. What if he would throw a slider? What if he didn't try and throw as hard? But it's just, you know, like I told Salvador, when I finally, you know, last year, I went and saw him and, you know, saw his family there and realized that, you know, they saw I cared and wanted to see if he was all right. And then when he got back on the mound pitching and, you know, it really made me feel good. And, you know, especially when he was, you know, he had that playoff game against Cleveland last year. It was fun to watch. And, you know, guys like Alex and guys like Chapman, those guys are competitors, man. You can't keep those guys off baseball that long. So it'll be, you know, whatever. I didn't see what his injury was. I saw he fractured something. I don't know what they call it, what it was. Yeah, so, you know, I know he'll be, it's right now you're worried about his health. You know, you're worried about everything's good and get back to normal. And then, you know, guys like him, they're competitors, man. They'll be there. He'll be back soon.
There's probably nothing more frightening on a baseball field than that.
No, there's not many times where you can silence, you know, all the people in a baseball stadium. And, you know, that's one of those things that everyone just goes into shock. And it's something you hate seeing. It's something you wish you didn't see it and you wish it didn't happen. But, you know, that's the reality of it is it happened, it stunk, and we hope his health is okay, and first and foremost, and obviously we hope he has a chance to come back and pitch and you know, help that organization out. But, you know, first and foremost, we just care about it, that everything gets back to normal and everything heals back to normal.
Story on the way in about Roberto Clemente actually aiming at Bob Gibson because he worked him out inside too much. Have you ever done that?
What's that?
He actually wanted to hit Gibson because he didn't. Yeah.
I know pitchers will pitch inside and try and get you off the plate, or a pitcher's pitch inside to set up another pitch that's going to, you know, maybe break away or do something like that, but now, you know, we, especially in spring training with all the alumni guys, you know, we hear stories about how it was back in the day and stuff, and, you know, I know that's how they played the game back then, that's how it was played, and, you know, I know now they've put a lot more rules in and protecting guys like that, so you know, I don't think you'll see much of that in today's game. But, you know, back in the day, those guys were hard-nosed, and they got after it.
Yeah, he actually tried to break his shin. That's what he told his teammates.
Did he really?
And then he actually did it.
Yeah.
At least that's what Manny noticed.
Yeah.
Today's athletes are a lot different. You guys wouldn't do something like that.
No. I mean, and obviously, in reality of it, if a guy's going to do it, he can't come out and say it because, you know, there's fines and all that type of stuff. But there's a certain, there's a certain way of that, you know, baseball is meant to be played. And, you know, I think there's a lot of cardinal rules that guys go about. And, you know, I think if you disrespect the game or disrespect, you know, another team or something, I think that's why guys get fired up about that stuff. But, you know, I don't think anybody's going to, you know, come out and actually try and hurt guys. And, you know, no one's trying to do that over here.
How's your health personally?
How's my health? My health's good. On field wise, I'm good. You know, everything's good. Everything feels good. And, you know, we're getting pretty close. So, you know, it's almost that time to go.
Last year, you're dealing with what, a hand injury to start the season?
Yeah, just a couple different things. You know, I had my quad was a little tweaked a little bit, and that didn't affect me. That was only through spring training, and then that. The first month of the season, my hand started to swell up a little bit. And the inner half of my, right in here, where handmade or whatever you want to call it, just started to swell up a little bit. And you know, it wasn't a serious injury or anything like that. It's just part of the, you know, little nicks and nacks you go through in a 162-game season.
Your last 2 years in the minors, and even in 2012 when you struggled, you were hitting the ball extremely hard right to start the season. Is that just you're more fresh?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's a fresh start. Everyone wants to get off good, and everyone wants to get off to a hot start and get going. But, you know, I think, obviously you're going to, you know, come out hitting the ball a little better than what you're going to be hitting in September, because, you know, you train all off season, lift weights all off season to get stronger, and, you know, you're coming out in the season, and you know, you're at your maximum strength, and obviously at the end of the season you're a little worn down. There's a lot of games, and you know, there's a lot of wear and tear to your body.
A couple fun questions. Who you got for the Final Four?
I did a bunch of different brackets, but the main one I got, I like Louisville. I like Arizona. I like Virginia and Florida. But I think so many people didn't like that Final Four either. So it never ends up that way, though.
Okay, and then kind of checking your mental state investment-wise. Obviously, you're a young guy. Are you a slow-and-grow guy, or do you risk-reward as far as your personal investment?
No, I'm a slow-and-grow guy if I'm young, so I'm going to have to be smart about it and try and let it last as long as possible.
Here's the morning interview with Ned Yost.
That after something like what happened last night, everybody goes, how do we fix it? There was no way of stopping what happened last night. But as far
as the way that I know of.
As far as the protective hats and all that technology, where do you come out on all of that?
I got to come out nowhere. And I don't know what you do. Somebody a lot smarter than me has got to figure it out. I don't know what you do.
Do you feel the need to, you know, just as you're going through the day, just gauge how the room's doing?
Oh, really?
Do you sense that they're going to sort of move past it?
They'll get past it. And we went through it last year, you know, got through it. Could do it again.
You mentioned a few times that you probably put Musso there at second base. Did he last season during spring?
Oh, no. Okay. Never. First time I've seen him over there. But he's been working all spring over there.
Yeah. So. Shortstop in high school, so is he pretty comfortable around second
base? He's a catcher, too, yeah. He can do a lot of things. But he's been working real hard over there. It just gives us an option, and we just want to look at it. Because Valencia's been okay over there, too.
You're just trying to figure out who's the right emergency solution, pretty much. Alcide's minor league game today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Omar says he's going to start swinging and throwing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So he's come along.
Mm-hmm.
Dyson was in the minor league game yesterday. Is that just to get work, or is he...
Just bunting. We just want him to work on his bunting and slashing. You know, it's a chance where you can get six at-bats real quick and work on things. So it was good for him to go over there and do that.
Jeremy really settled down after that first inning.
He didn't. Well, yeah, I mean, he wasn't. He hung a breaking ball to Hamilton, a slider, and then kind of a Arizona fly ball. You know, he wasn't out of his element by any stretch of the imagination in the first inning. His stuff was, I mean, really, really good. But he started making better pitches. He didn't hang any more real pitches after that. But his changeup was really good. Great life on his fastball and a lot of snap and depth to his breaking stuff. He was good.
We know this defense from last couple seasons spectacular. But even yesterday, Moose, Ciriaco, Hosmer, all in one inning,
yeah,
making some special plays. Where do can you take a next step? I mean, as far as defensively, where Hosmer and Moustakas, because the past couple of years they've been Gold Glove guys.
They're still continuing to grow, I think, as defenders. Like Haas has got to master that play down the line where the ball starts out 20 feet foul and then rolls back and hits the side of the bag. And
so it springs forward.
Yeah. I've never seen a play like that. I mean, I've seen balls do that. But this ball, it was foul. But you could tell it had spin on it. And you were just hoping it would get to the line. But it never got to the line. It curved and hit the back of the bag and then shot off. So Haas was like, well, do I pick it up before it gets to the bag? You know, but it was foul then. So it's a weird play, too.
Have you talked to Hoach since his surgery?
Uh-huh.
How's he doing?
Fine.
Everything came out all right, I presume. And
yeah.
Feeling good. Did he come back here? What's he
He'll be
do?
Back here today.
What?
Yeah.
Did anybody from the organization go over to see Chapman last night at the hospital or anything, or have any communication with him?
We were getting updates. Dayton was in contact with Walt.
Sal, I'm guessing, had a scheduled day off today, day after night game?
Yeah.
If he needs any time, are you going to give it to him? I mean, what do you expect?
He's fine. Yeah, well,
it's understandable.
Yeah, he's... You know, he's a real caring guy. You know, he's a fun-loving, very energetic, caring guy. So, yeah, it's going to make you upset. You don't want to have something like that happen, but it'll be fine.
Then, speaking of Oche, it seems every day there's another starter, another pitcher around Major League Baseball going down with a similar injury. Is it just the technology has advanced so much we can detect it, or when you played, was it the same?
No. When we played, that was it. You just faded off into the sunset, you know? There wasn't much you could do about it. You just pitched until it completely blew out, and then there was not much they could do. So the technology has advanced tremendously over the years.
Do you think there's actually more injuries, or is it just the media is larger?
I think it's probably the same. Maybe a little more. But
do you think that's due to more velocity? These guys are throwing a lot harder.
A lot of these kids nowadays, they're playing 9 months out of the year. You know, and I mean, they're playing all the time. And I don't know if there's just more wear and tear. You know, back then, we didn't play that. You know, back when I played, when I was younger, you played little league and played 30 games a year. Then you go play football, and then you go play soccer, and then you go play baseball, which was another 30 games a year. And, you know, it wasn't until I was in my senior year in high school that I played, 120 games. I was on a team that played 120 games. So, you know, we didn't play. Now, when my kids grew up, they played 10 months a year. They're playing every day. So, you know, it's just a lot more wear and tear on them.
When are you planning on getting Duffy in?
Today, I think. He was coming in last night, so we'll adjust out. I think Troll and Collins will throw in a minor league game, and Duff will throw in the A game.
filled out?
I don't fill out brackets. I know nothing about it, but I do have partners. Yeah.
You have equity?
Robert Moore and J.J. Piccolo's boys. We go in partnership. They actually won last year.
Really?
Smart move.
Yeah. So they fill out the brackets. I pay the money. That's how that works. And then we supposedly split the profits, but they ended up getting their wallets.
Somehow they got most of it.
Yeah, somehow they got it all.
They're in management.
Yeah.
The JJ's kids and Robert, you did it with?
We fill out five brackets. They each do one, and then they do two combined where they put all three of their heads together.
And you bankroll all of it?
I bankroll.
Their dads can't help you out with that?
Nah, man, it's a fun little deal. You know, these are, it's fun to do this. Sure, their dads can do it, but, you know, to be able to, they're great kids, you know, their dads are phenomenal in this organization. It's kind of cool to, you know, work together with them on this.
New reliever Danny Duffy.
You told David last week or week before that you were interested in working out of the pen. Why do you think your game works out of there?
Oh, I think my game works out of there pretty well because I haven't really commanded the ball in recent past. Not so much out of the strike zone, but just location in the zone, and that results in a lot of foul balls. So I'm really excited at the opportunity to kind of go out there and just my best stuff against your best stuff and not have to take any off. Because I swing and miss stuff, but my problem's always been, you know, eight pitch at bats, getting 0-2 and then getting to a walk because, you know, I just can't make that good out pitch. But I think out of the pen, I'll be able to kind of let go a little bit more.
You're a very passionate person. For people that follow you on Twitter and see you just show your emotions on the field, most players in the pen get the kind of moniker that they're eccentric personalities. Do you think you'll fit in well there?
Yeah, I think I will. All those guys are my boys out there. I mean, I get along with everybody on the team. You know, sometimes starting, and I know where my future is, so don't get me wrong, I know what I'm going to be doing. I'm a starting pitcher. But, you know, I think right now this is a good fit. I think if we're thinking in the here and now mentality, I think this is how I could best help the team. I think Ventura is going to win 15 games this year, you know, and Bruce is going to have a heck of a year. And we got the top, you know, we got those three starters that have proven themselves, so I think there's a pretty good chance that our starting staff is going to really be firing on all cylinders this year. So looking forward to the opportunity. And if it doesn't work out, then I'll go start in Omaha and be ready to come up whenever they need me.
You switched to the slider and going to table the curveball from now, from all reports. Why the switch to the slider?
The curveball is still coming around. Not really worried about letting that go anymore because that's what was my problem last year post-surgery. It was getting my brain to tell my arm that it's okay to expose my elbow and, you know, snap it off. Curveball's been good in the games, but the slider's just been more comfortable. It's a little bit sharper right now, and that's what I'm looking for in my curveball. So it's kind of a nice in-between pitch. It's almost a slurve.
The organization, when you first joined, they were pretty anti-slider. But I believe you threw one in a few minor league games. Is this something that you've always been more comfortable with that pitch?
Like I said, it's more of a slurve. I have a cutter that I can make bigger that kind of turns into a slider in the mid-80s. But, yeah, the powers that be were not happy with me for throwing it when I was, you know, 18, 19. And I understand why. But I think now's the time to bring it out. And Dave actually Dave Island actually kind of taught me this grip, and it's just nice in my hand. I let it go out in front, and it's got some nice downward angle on it. It really has some late bite, so I'm pumped that they're letting me do it now. We'll see how it works out.
During last season, when you were rehabbing, you would tweet a lot about James Shields' great changeup. Now, when you got back to the major leagues, you threw a higher percentage of changeups. Was that due to his influence, or was that just happened to be coincidence?
My changeup was something that came around first as far as off speed post surgery. That's what came back fastest, and that's what I felt most comfortable with. So, watching him, how he utilizes stuff, it obviously helped my game as a whole, but I just really felt comfortable with it. I'd get to 3-1 and I'd be, sitting pretty because I knew I had that in my back pocket, and we got, a lot of guys to roll over, when I was behind in the count. So, it feels good. It still feels good. I think it's probably the best pitch in baseball when you think about it, because it's so deceptive.
You're a big basketball fan, big Lakers fan, but who you got in the Final Four this year?
I got Syracuse, Michigan State, San Diego, and Duke. And I got Syracuse beating Duke 86-79 in the championship.
You got it all down. Who's in charge of the brackets in the clubhouse?
Billy's in charge of everything in the clubhouse. So he's got it. He's got it.
Royals' Billy Butler is up next.
It's just one of those things that rattles you. Everybody in the stadium's rattled. We all play the game because, we love the game. We play it because we're good at it. And that kind of stuff right there takes the fun out of it. Never want to see it happen to anybody. It's very unfortunate. It makes you sick to your stomach.
Sure.
Everybody in here hoping for the best, and send out our prayers to the Reds and Chapman's family, and hope for 100% recovery and get back on that mound. He's a great pitcher. Goes up there, competes. Everybody competes, it's not why we play the game. We all compete out there. And we all have fun. Once you step between the lines, we're opponents. We're all brothers in this game, and you never want to see that happen.
And when that happens, you
shut down. You shut down.
You don't know what.
I'm glad the staffs knew that, the umpires, everybody last night knew that. There's nobody getting better anymore last night when that happened. That's just how it is. and there's no more progress to be made. We're all out there trying to get better for the regular season. Results don't matter. And once that happens, can't do this. The game's supposed to be joy. You're supposed to be out there with the intensity and it takes it right out of them.
Absolutely. Okay. Thanks, Billy. Appreciate it.
Billy, it came out earlier this spring that you're open to playing here longer.
Mm-hmm.
Has the club contacted you in regards to that?
No. The questions just get asked when you're in, towards the end of your contract, and it's never a question on my side that I'd want to play anywhere else, I know I've been satisfied with what's been going on here. I know that, it's dictated on, we got to go out there and, we got to go out there and produce on the field because we have the team built to win, and those types of things will take care of themselves. And, if the team accomplishes what we're supposed to and what we're expected to do this year, I think, everything will take care of itself. And that's basically, where it's at, and that's where the team's at. They want to see results, and they want to see results as a team. I know I've produced my whole big league career, but this is a team thing, and we have to take the next step, that means that's for a lot of guys to stay here and see this thing through, but we have to take the next step to you know, keep this group intact.
How much different, after a few seasons of losing, how much different was it to come to the clubhouse every day last year?
You know, it's the feel in September, with, you know, even in August, I mean, the whole second half, I mean, the fans knew that we were good. The fans knew that when they came to the park that the team was expecting to win, and you know, it showed. I mean, I think the only team that had a better record than us was the Dodgers, and obviously you knew what type of run they went on. I mean, that was impressive on their own level, but the way we turned it around from the All-Star break on was, you know, nothing short of spectacular, and shows the type of talent that we have in this clubhouse.
The nickname Country Breakfast, what do you think of that? Do you like it?
You know, the fans love it. I've embraced it for years now, and you know, it's all about you know, the fans want to have a little piece of you, and they love it, and I have no problem with it, and it's you know, it's all fun, and it's kind of stuck, so it's not a bad thing.
Royals third baseman Mike Moustakas.
Yeah, you know, I've always gone over to second base just to keep my hips working both ways, and you know, never really thought too much about it. Just kept practicing over there last year and the years before, but this spring did the same thing, and you know, went out there and kept practicing.
Are you dazzling on the pivot over there?
I'm not sure yet. We'll see. You know, I've been working a little bit with Dale on my turns, and you know, trying to figure out some stuff with that. But you know, haven't ever really played over there before, so it's kind of a little crash course today. And you know, kind of get comfortable just in case of an emergency or something happens where I need to go over there.
Well, you were a shortstop, and they tell me that second base, you're going a different direction. You know, when you cut the bag and everything, it's kind of an opposite.
Yeah, you know, I've never really played on that side of the field. Actually, I've always played short and third. So just angles of the ball coming off the bat be a little different, and then you know, turning double plays will definitely be different, but I think I'll be all right. You know, I did play short, so I kind of have a little background around the bag at second, so we'll again, we'll see how it goes.
Have you ever played a game there, high school?
Never once. Never played one inning over at second. I did play a lot of short though, and you know, it's tough to learn a new position, especially at second base. You know, it's tough turning those double plays, but I think I'll be all right. You know, we got a bunch of guys in here that can play second, so like I said, it's just a case of an emergency.
Yeah, just like in case of an emergency, I understand you're going to be the catcher.
Exactly. Becoming a nice utility guy right now. But let's hopefully you don't ever have to go behind the plate, because that's a lot harder than playing third and second.
Sure.
Yeah.
Game start right now. Last night, how sickening and frightening was that?
You know, it's something that you never want to see happen to anybody. You know, our thoughts and prayers were out with Chapman and his family, and you know, we got some good news today that he's doing all right. But that's just something that you never ever want to see in this game. You know, baseball is a big fraternity, and when you see one of your brothers go down like that, you know, it hurts. You know, you feel for him, and you feel for the entire Reds organization, because that's one of their guys, and you know, it's just sad, something really sad to see, and it hurts for everybody.
Yeah, you were in the on-deck circle, I think, and your stomach must just drop when something like that happens, because you don't know what's going on.
Absolutely. No, at first I thought he got a glove on it, and then, I mean, I quickly realized that he didn't, and, you know, everything just stops, and at that point, nothing in the world matters except hoping that kid's okay, and hoping that he has a speedy recovery from whatever it is. But you know, everybody, our medical staff, their medical staff, you know, everybody rushed out there and they did a great job, and you know, that's why we have those guys out here, is for that, for things like that, even though you never want to see it happen. And you know, Chapman's a strong kid. and hopefully he's able to bounce back from it, and you know, hopefully he'll be able to pitch very soon. You know, I mean, we want to see him get back on the mound. He's an exciting pitcher, and you know, our thoughts and prayers are always going out to him and his family.
Thanks, Mitch.
No worries.
Mitch, you look like you have a slightly more open stance this year. What other mechanical changes have you made?
Just that and get my hands a little higher, trying to drive down on the baseball a little bit more. But other than that, you know, my swing's still my swing. I get into the same spot as I was last year, just a little differently now.
Does that open stance allow you to recognize pitches a little easier? Or?
Not really. It's just a comfort thing. It helps me drive back on my backside a little bit and then gets me in a good spot after.
Okay, you played over in Venezuela. You've commented about the crowds over there. I know they have cheerleaders, stuff like that. The crowds are loud after every hit. Do you think, would you like to see a little bit more of that in the States?
You know, it's just it's a different lifestyle out there, a different atmosphere. And, you know, baseball out there is a way of life. And, you know, it's how they play the game. You know, out here it's a little different. And, you know, if it were to come to that over here, I wouldn't mind it. It's awesome to see, seeing the fans get into it. But, you know, I enjoy playing the game. So whatever the crowd's doing, it's completely on them.
You've always been a major asset in every middle lineup of high school, minor leagues, all that. How difficult was last season for you?
Nobody likes to fail. So having failure, I mean, definitely difficult. The one positive thing that you can take from that is that we ended up having a great year last year. Ended up 10 games over 500, and you know, we have work to do this year. We can build on it, you know. And the one good thing, or another good thing about it, is I've never experienced failure all the way up until last year, and now I have, and now I can battle from it, and I know what it feels like, and I know I don't ever want to feel that way again. So I'm going to keep working hard and keep going on the route I'm on right now.
Big step in life, getting married this off season. What's the lady got planned next for you?
Nothing right now. You know, taking it easy right now, having a good season, and you know, not thinking too much else. You know, go out and play baseball every day.
Royals starting pitching prospect Jason Adam.
Added the slider, what, late last season?
Yeah, I think I had four starts left in the season when I added the slider. It went well. I mean, right away I had success with it, which was nice, very encouraging. And then I carried it through fall league. After my first couple starts in the fall league, it felt great and just keeps improving.
I know when you first started in low A, your curveball was late, tight movement, almost kind of like a slider. Mm-hmm. Have you modified your slider? I mean, how's it work, your grip compared to that old curveball you used to throw?
I would say I'm trying to get that old curveball back. It's coming back, getting that tight, late spin. That's what I want. I just want, the only difference really, my curveballs, I want it to be 12-6 and hard. Slider's probably a few mile an hour harder and more like, what would it be, three to a just diagonal across down. That seems to get the most swing and misses for me.
Fastball, you get plenty of extension. TrackMan tracks you. Your fastball really plays up because you get so much extension. Is that something that the Royals did, or is that just natural for you?
Well, I was blessed with pretty long arms, so that helps. But the Royals, all the coaches with the Royals, they work hard on getting me out over my front leg. It's something, when I came into spring this year, I'd almost gotten away from a little bit. I'm still getting extension, but my stride shortened, so they caught it right away, and now it's a non-issue, so I'm just really trying to get extended and keep even extending closer.
Your changeup, what kind of grip do you use for that?
It's last year it was a two-seam grip, two-seam circle. Now I've changed to a four-seam circle. I talked to Shields a little bit when I was in camp, and he kind of helped me modify my changeup a little bit. I mean, obviously, he's got one of the best changeups in the game. And so to learn my changeup from him is obviously a huge help.
The Royals have any recommendations for you, how many times you need to throw your changeup in a given start?
No, not right now. I mean, I try to work on it as much as I can. Thanks, bud. I try to work on it as much as I can when I'm out there. But they don't give me any specific things. They just tell me to keep working on it in my side and and in games as much as possible, especially last game we were facing some like Canadian high school team, so I got to pick and choose when I wanted to throw it a little bit more.
You worked quite a few innings between spring and fall league and everything. You threw about 199 innings last year. Have they talked to you about toning down at all?
No. Well, yeah, they have a little bit. I'm sure they'll take it easy with me, but I think as long as my arm allows it, they're going to let me build as much as I possibly can. I've been very fortunate to stay so healthy all these years. But it's something they want to continue to happen. They want health and they want longevity. And hopefully, the longer I last this year, the better chance I have of going up and helping the team towards a playoff run.
You are probably one of the hardest workers in the whole organization. I know I talked to JJ, said you were back at it the day after Christmas. I mean, no break, basically. Well, who gave you that work ethic?
That was instilled by my dad. He's a hard worker. And then working with Jeremy Jones and Sean Plock at Building Champions, they were my summer coaches, and they really just instilled in me, like, you're not that good. You need work. I mean, they were telling me and Bubba, we're obviously some of the best in the state at the time at our age, and they're telling us how we're really not that good. So it's humbling, and you really got to take it to heart, knowing that we've got a long way to go. We still do. And the day I stop learning something from this game, I'm going to be in trouble.
Okay. And last question, kind of a different question. Your girlfriend's actually going for Miss America. Are you going to be there?
Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to make it. It falls on June 8th, so I'll be in the middle of the season. I would love to be there. I'll be watching on TV. But if anybody wants to go and support her for me, it's more than welcome. Hopefully, I can go support her at Miss Universe.
What's with you Royals boys? First it's Chesler, now you.
I don't know what the deal is. It's the Royal way, I guess.
And finally, Kyle Zimmer.
They got you kind of toned down. I know you're a hardworking guy, real bulldog mentality. How tough is it to hold back like this?
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. I mean, especially coming out every day and being around all the guys and doing the normal stuff, but just not throwing in games. It's tough, but it is what it is. And so at this point, it's just a matter of being patient and knowing everything will come.
What were the big changes that you made last season to make you kind of take off?
I think I made some mechanical adjustments that just made everything, I think, a little bit more simple and easier to get through the ball and dominate both sides of the plate with my fastball, and just trying not to do too much and keeping it simple.
What's your best pitch at this point?
Well, I definitely work off my fastball. I'm more of a power pitcher, so I'll attack guys and try to force contact with my fastball early, but my curveball is probably my best out pitch.
What's the difference in the grip between your slider and your curveball?
I actually spike my curveball, and my slider is similar grip, but I keep both fingers down on the ball.
What have they given you a timetable when you get to start throwing in games?
No, not yet. They don't really tell me other than when I get in the morning, what I'm doing that day. So I'm really just trying to take it day by day, and whatever they say, I'm ready to do.
And it's, bicep tendonitis? Is that what you have?
Yeah, it was just a little bit of discomfort. Structurally, everything's fine, and I'm 100% now. So it's just a matter of working through the normal throwing progression, leading back to games.
I assume that they'll probably start you in Double-A. Is that kind of what you're figuring?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not 100% sure yet, but I think that's the plan going forward.
Last year, how hard was it to kind of, when you did achieve the success that you were achieving at Double-A, how tough was it to shut yourself down?
Yeah, that was awful. I think anybody will tell you that.
Also, 2012 Royals number three.
Yes, ma'am. I think anybody will tell you that injury is just the great equalizer out here, and so just battling back from that and accepting the adversity and working through it is the key to coming out successfully.
And final four is starting. Who you got?
Going with my Aztecs, hometown San Diego State. You're going to make a run. Watch out.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
And so if you faced your brother, who's going to win?
Oh, that's a very good question. We'll have to wait to find out. First pitch is coming behind him, though, I'll tell you that.
You have been listening to a Royals Podcast Network presentation.